like I missed you, but now I know I missed you. Damn, baby.
Well, look, I tend to have that effect on people, so don't even worry about it. It's a normal reaction.
Whatever. Do not get all big-headed.
Oh, it's too late for that, baby. It's too late for that.
You know this is my first Kanye show, right?
I did not know that. What made you get tickets to this one?
Because I wanted to fuck you.
Wait, what?
And honey, you wouldn't miss a chance at seeing Kanye West in concert.
I can't believe this.
What?
I can't believe you baited me with Kanye West tickets. And I fell for it. Am I a thot for Kanye?
A lady's gotta do what a lady's gotta do.
I ain't mad at it. What would you have done if I turned you down, though?
I would have sold these tickets and made my way to Indianapolis.
Damn. I ain't know you was feening for the boy like that. Shit. You hide it pretty fucking well.
I know I do. But I'm glad you came, though.
Shit. I'm glad I came, too. Pun intended. Jesus.
So, first time sucking dick on the train.
Yep.
First time having sex on the train.
Yep.
First time coming on a train.
Yep.
And headed to my first Kanye concert. Just a bunch of firsts. With you.
Well, I've never had sex on the train either, so it's a first for the both of us. I just hope this concert better than the last one I went to. The nigga was floating in the middle of the air dressed like a bum while half-assed performing his songs. I had to walk out that motherfucker, bro. I couldn't see him like that.
Come on, he gets weirder and weirder every year.
That's a fact.
To be honest, I don't like any of his new music.
Mm-mm.
This Donda album better be good.
Shit. I don't know if it will be, but we'll see, I guess.
Can I ask you a question?
Nah, I'm good.
Mm-mm. What?
You asked if you can ask me a question. I said no.
Who says no?
Why give me an option if I can't take it?
Don't start being a dick.
Girl, ask the damn question.
Do you think we would be good partners, or will this chemistry change as soon as we try to make something of it? You know, like it's too good to be true. Have you ever thought of that?
Hell yeah, I've thought about it. Is good sexual chemistry a strong enough foundation to build a relationship on? That's the question of the motherfucking decade. And I don't know. I honestly do not know.
I don't know either. I do know that no one makes me feel the way you do, though. I'm torn.
Mm.
Do I ignore these feelings and let you go back home, or do I figure out a way to make this a thing?
Make this a thing? You trying to keep me here? Is this why you chose to walk from the train station? Wait, are you trying to kidnap me? Are you trying to kidnap me?
Damn, you figured me out.
Well, pussy that good, you can kidnap me, baby. On everything.
I'm for real, Tevin. What are we gonna do?
I don't know.
Shit. I don't even know if you're dating anyone. Are you dating someone?
Dating? Nah.
But are you fucking someone?
Yeah, but it ain't shit. That's why I'm here. I don't really have a love life, honestly. I'm just dick to these women.
Well, do you think I'm using you for dick?
I don't know. Are you?
No, Tevin, I'm not. When my relationship ended, I hit the streets trying to recreate this.
And
nothing. It was a complete waste of time.
So what? You want to try the long distance thing?
I don't know. Do you? Would it be such a bad idea to give it a try? I mean, dating women who live near you isn't exactly working out.
But when you put it like that, you got a point.
We don't have to talk about it right now.
All right.
Let's just enjoy the night.
I wouldn't mind fucking you again, though.
Are you serious or just talking?
Girl, when have I ever been joking about fucking you?
Well.
Well, what?
We can always take a quick detour if you're really trying to make something happen.
Lead the way. She led me to a park that was right around the corner from where we were. Guess what? Empty. It was starting to feel like we were the only two people in the world. We found an area that was perfect. She looked around to make sure the coast was clear before turning to me.
Oh, look, nobody's here but us.
Hey.
Is this good?
Bring your ass here. I stepped in front of her and grabbed it by her neck. Her lips were already separated, ready for mine. And we kissed. I took her bottom lip first, then her top, before I moved in to taste her tongue.
Damn, Tevin.
I let her neck go, but we kept eye contact as she slowly squatted down and unbuckled my pants.
There you go.
Our eyes never separated.
Look at them.
She released my hard dick from my pants and took it into her mouth. Oh, shit. She slid him out of her mouth, then grabbed the shaft tight and swirled her tongue around the head.
That's it, good girl.
Watching her suck my dick was turning me on even more.
Shit, baby.
She took a minute until he touched the back of her throat.
Shit.
And swallowed.
Ooh, shit.
I placed one of my hands on her head and slowly started to move to the rhythm of her tongue.
God damn.
I couldn't help but moan. She slowly stood back up and kissed me again. While still holding my rock hard dick in her hand.
God damn, baby.
So firm.
Yeah.
I'll travel anywhere with this dick.
Is that right?
I want you to fuck me real good on this picnic table.
All right.
Right here under the stars.
Okay.
I want you to fuck me hard. Smack my ass. And then nut inside me. You got it?
I got you, baby. Come here. Turn
your... Wait.
What? What's up?
She took off her dress and placed it on the picnic table. Then bent over so that her pussy was open for me. Legs spread apart. Back arched. And her head down. Oh, shit.
Hit me. Fuck me, baby.
My eyes were fixated on her pussy. I stepped up and rubbed my hands on the sides of her hips.
Let me taste this motherfucker.
I spread her cheeks, then licked her pussy. Oh. I moved up and stuck my tongue in her ass as she fingered her clit. I swirled my tongue around in her ass and finished with a kiss. After that, I stood up. Her pussy was ready and wet. I entered in one thrust. I was fucking her too damn good. I was focused on trying to make her moan as loud as possible.
You can't leave.
My hands were gripped on her hips tight as I guided every move. I wanted to look her in her eyes, so I flipped her over. I placed her on the edge of the table. I put my dick back in slowly and entered her gently. She reached under my shirt and grabbed my back, bringing me closer. I grabbed her neck and began kissing her as I stroked her as hard as I could, over, 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 over. After a while, I stopped kissing her and stared at her intensely as I tried to break her in half. But the harder I went, the wetter she got.
Devin.
You better stop moaning like
I'm
that.
I'm about to come.
You're gonna make me nuts.
Come with me, baby. Yes. Oh, come on me just like that.
You better stop talking to me like that. I'm not in that pussy. You want me nuts?
You want me nuts? I can't let this go.
You want me to nut in that pussy, baby?
That's it, baby.
You want the nut?
You can't waste none of it. It's all mine.
Oh, shit, baby. God damn.
He said just like Magic.
I came so fucking hard that my knees got weak.
My magic.
Damn, that was good. Mm-hmm.
You got the magic stick.
God damn, T. You are a problem. Shit.
Why am I the problem?
Because your fine ass is naked on a picnic table in the middle of a park. How the fuck am I supposed to go home when you fucking me like this? Huh?
And who said you had to go home?
What? What'd you say?
Who said you have to go home, Tevin?